Welcome to AgriVisions, a program of First Dakota National Bank. I'm Michelle Rook with Nate Franzine, President of the Agribusiness Division. Nate, you were recently in Washington, D.C. at the American Bankers Association Legislative Summit. How many people were there and what were some of the main topics that you talked about?
Over 1,400 bankers came in from around the country. And I think the main reason it was so well attended is right now in the banking industry, we are seeing a regulatory tsunami. We continue to call it that. Lots of agencies, lots of regulatory agencies putting out new rules, new regulation that is extremely costly and burdensome on the industry. And so as bankers, we're out there educating our decision makers as much as possible. Some of these regulations are really extreme, so much so that our industry through our associations has filed some lawsuits. And we hate to do that. It's always our last resort. But Director Chopra, for example, with the CFPB, has pushed some new regs through on an extreme fast track, and they're skipping process, so not allowing adequate time for comment. And some of the regs are quite extreme and very costly, not good for consumers either, quite frankly. And so we're very concerned about that. And so we spent a lot of time talking to our representatives about those issues. And I'm happy to say certainly our delegation in South Dakota understands this well. And they certainly are on board working to help us on these matters.
And certainly there's frustration that we probably are not going to get a farm bill in 2024, right?
Yeah, certainly things can change, but that's what it looks like today. We're just not getting closer on some of the big issues where there's a lot of gap in agreement. And I think the way it looks today is we're probably going to be under this continuing resolution until we get past the election and kind of regroup once we know what happens with the administration and with majority in the House and the Senate. So unfortunately, it might be status quo for a while here.
Well, thanks for that update, Nate Franzine with First Dakota National Bank and today's AgriVisions.